I love to take time to marvel at the wonders of life. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capitol, California. With the thought for today, I love to take time to marvel at the wonders of life. My. The wonders of life are so fabulous, so great, so glorious, so fantastic, that every time I look around, I see magic at work. I see wonder at work. I see goodness at work. I see all things in divine order, and wow, is it great. I take time to marvel at the wonders of life. Yes. The other day we were thinking about how the world is formed and how the world is made up of atoms and how the world has a very simple construction to it, very simple construction. Can you imagine? Can you imagine that the world is nothing but an atom? And that's not true. That's not true. We say the world is made up of atoms, and that's not true. Atoms are a higher level of development, if you want to say that. What is the world really made up of? Well, all life, all existence is made up of one simple thing, energy. Energy? Yes, energy. It's energy moving at different rates of vibration. When we are listening with our ears, we don't hear the sound come in and jump into our heads and jump into our ears. We hear energy. We hear the vibrations. And as the vibrations, there are vibrations that we don't even hear. We blow a dog whistle and we don't even hear it. It's beyond the level of our hearing, but not the dog's hearing. Why does a dog have different hearing than we do? So that he can hear his dog whistle, I guess. No, what is this? What is this all about? What is this all about that we are talking about here? I love to take time to marvel at the wonders of life. Well, let's look at it again from the basic. All is vibration. All is energy. All is movement, if you will. There is never a moment when things are static, when things are not in movement. So, how do I put in movement happiness, harmony, peace, love, joy, those things in my life? Are they wonders of the world? Oh my, are they wonders of life. If I want to have happiness in my life, I think happy thoughts, I think happy thoughts, I think happy thoughts. And I don't have to think specific happy thoughts. I can just say, I am happy, I am happy, I am happy, I am happy. You sound like an idiot. No, that's right. I am happy, I am happy. And pretty soon, you have wrapped all of your thinking up in the concept of I am happy. And as you say, I am happy, I am happy, I am happy, that happiness begins to exude from your life. It is always there, but it needed to be put into motion. The vibrations needed to be stimulated. I am happy, I am happy, I am happy. And as I say those things, that happiness just comes forth. And, oh, I'm so happy, I feel so good, I feel so wonderful. You tickle right in your toes, you tickle right in your eyes, your nose, your ears. You just are tickling all over me because of the happiness that's in you. And that's true. Okay, now. That's good, and very good. Now, let's say, I am healthy. Oh, I am healthy, I am healthy. Don't tell anyone about anything that's not healthy. Oh, but how do they know then that I'm not healthy? Do you want them to know that? No. Do you want the world to think you're healthy? Yep. Then talk healthy. Take time to marvel at the wonder of life. The wonder of life is whatever you think about, whatever you talk about, whatever you want to experience, that's what you have foremost in your consciousness. My goodness sakes. That's a rule that little children learn. That's a rule that we have known from birth. That's a rule that we've known from before birth. as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Okay, now, don't tell anyone about your problems. Everyone who thinks about your problems is putting power, energy onto your problems and not the solution. Don't tell anyone your dreams either, because some people will feel that perhaps they should have that dream and not you. So just keep that to yourself. Keep your happiness to yourself. Keep yourself. And people look at you and say, why are you so happy? What do you mean? Well, you got that smile on your face. You got that joy in your heart. You got that sparkle in your being. You're just always so happy. You're just always. And you say, well, yes, I am. I hadn't thought about it. The only thought in my mind, my heart, is happiness. And I guess when you only think about happiness, that's what you live. Okay? Now, what about abundance? Can I think about abundance and enjoy that too? I think about abundance a lot. No, you don't. You think about lack a lot. And the more you think about lack, the more lack you have. I would like this. I would like that. I would like to pay the bills. I would like to have a new car. I would like. You see, they're all things you want, not things that you have. So, now, can you say, I am wealthy, 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 a million zillion times? I tell people to do this and they say, that's impossible. Well, work at it. Work at the impossible and watch it take place in your life. Watch it take place in your experience and see what a glorious, fantastic person you really are when you do this. You know, a little child who says, oh, I am so happy, I am having such a good time, he doesn't know all these rules. He just practices them. He lives them. The little child who comes and says, Mommy, I'm hurting. And Mommy says, oh, sweetheart. And she kisses it. And she says, oh, well, now, go out and play. And the little child says, thank you. And he is done with that experience. He now goes back to his happy experience again. He goes back to having fun. You see, wherever our thought is, that's where our experience is. So, I am happy. I am healthy. Take time to marvel at the wonders of life, because they're all about you. And they're just waiting for you to say, yeah, go for it. Yeah. I'm so happy. You know, we all live a wonderful life. And as we live this wonderful life, the more we concentrate on the wonderful life and the wonderful quality of who we are, the more we experience that in our world and in our being. Are you ready for it? I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it. And I enjoy it. I enjoy it. I enjoy it. We'll talk more about this as time goes on, because all is energy just waiting to be put into vibration by you in the direction you want it. You tune on your radio and you bring in the station you want to hear. If it's a station you don't want to hear, you shut it off or turn to a different one. If you turn on your cassette player and it's playing a cassette or it's playing a CD that you do not appreciate, you stop it and you put in one you do appreciate it. And this is the way it is with our life. I take time to marvel at the wonders of life. And the wonders of life, repeat, 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 again and again and again in my life, for me. I live in those vibrations of abundance, of harmony, of peace, of health. If people would only go to the doctor when they felt healthy, what an interesting clientele that doctor would have. If people would only come to us whenever they're ready to have their vibrations put into perfect harmony, wow, what a life they would lead. So, from this day forward, I create everyone coming to the University of Healing, to the Absolute Monastery, when they have a desire that needs to be energized, needs to be vibrated with all the top joy, happiness, and peace. And then They come to us mentally, they come to us physically, they come to us in letters and email, they come to us by the telephone, they come to us by all means, and we say to them, all is in divine order now. The energy system in your body is perfect. Enjoy, go, and have fun. And they go, and they have fun, and they live healthy, dynamic, wonderful lives, because they're healthy, dynamic, and wonderful. I love you. I love you. I love you.